Hello and welcome to day three of the 5-day Mindset Reset Challenge. I am Kaylin Asher, your clarity coach for this process, and I am here with another tool for your Mindset Reset Toolbox. Today, we are going to develop your positive pep talk. But first, if you haven't yet moved through days one and two, be sure to do that before you listen to the rest of this teaching, because each day builds upon the last. Then come on back and we'll continue. Okay, so yesterday we identified our most dominant mindset blocks. This is a really important step in the mindset reset process because our work from here on out builds off of the identification of the mindset blocks that you worked on yesterday. So our minds are the most powerful tool we have at our disposal. So if we're constantly focused on lack of money or lack of clients or are worried about ourselves or our businesses or our families, there is no possible way that we can feel in the flow of success and abundance. We're simply not giving ourselves the opportunity to align with our desires. But now that you've become aware of your mindset blocks because of the work you did yesterday, we can do something about it. Your task for day three of the Mindset Reset Challenge is to develop your positive pep talk. First, you need to reread the mindset blocks you identified yesterday, and then on a fresh page in your journal, write a list of new positive beliefs that you want to plant within your mind so you can start to populate your mind space with good thoughts, good feelings, and good energy to replace those old mindset blocks. So, for example, if you notice that you were saying to yourself a lot, "No one ever wants to work with me," or "It's so hard to find clients," create a positive statement for yourself that turns that on its ear, like, "My perfect for me clients are everywhere," or "I am a client magnet," or "Everyone I meet wants to work with me." Or if those feel a little too bold and brazen and you need to create something that's a little more neutral to just step yourself in the right direction, you could do something along the lines of, "I'm getting better at finding clients," or "It will continue to get easier to find the right clients for me." So it doesn't necessarily have to be this big, bold, super positive statement. It can be a more neutral statement if that feels better for you. So our mindset blocks will start to lose their power if we focus more time and attention on what we do want to bring into our lives rather than thinking or worrying about what we don't want. Every one of our desires has two sides to it: the presence of what we want and the lack of what we want. The problem is that a lot of us spend our time on the lack side, feeling the absence of the things we want. With this positive pep talk we're developing today, you'll start to train your mindset to focus on the presence of what you want. And when you do that, you leave the door open for the things you want for you, your life and your business to actually arrive into your life and into your business. So this is a pretty simple concept, but it takes practice and patience to master it. It's something that I spend a lot of time with my one-on-one clients on, but the more you distance yourself from your mindset blocks, the more space, time, and energy you'll free up to think about and focus on the things you truly desire for yourself. And that's why this is such an important step in the mindset reset process. So now is the time to take out your journal. Take a look at the work you did yesterday and then create positive statements in opposition to the negative beliefs that kept coming up for you. You'll probably begin to notice that your mindset blocks that you wrote down yesterday were focused on the lack of what you wanted. So do your best to create positive, or like I said, even just those neutral statements that focus more on the presence of what you desire and what you want for your life and your business. If you want to take this day three process one step further, I encourage you to surround yourself with these new positive statements. By that, I mean put them around your house or your office, you could put them on post-it notes and put them up on mirrors around your home, make them your phone or your computer background, or you could even make a recording of yourself repeating them and then listen to that before bed or when you wake up in the morning or even while you're driving in your car. You could write them again and again in your journal. Sometimes that repetition is really, really effective in implanting these new beliefs in your mind. And I know it may seem kind of silly or almost like you're telling yourself a lie at first, but if you stick with it and keep repeating the best feeling statements you can develop, you'll turn a corner. And these new beliefs that right now might feel a little bit awkward when you say them will simply be your beliefs. So after you create your personal pep talk, share your favorite positive pep up statement in the Facebook group on today's comment thread. I would love to read what you've developed, and I know the rest of the Clarity crew will be inspired by it as well. It's so, so wonderful to be on this journey together and support one another, and I thank you for your participation in the Facebook group. It really adds to this entire experience. So great job so far. Keep it up. We are halfway through the challenge at this point, and you are well on your way to clearing your mindset blocks for good.